All right. Okay. Even though.
Even though.
Darn it.
Darn it.
I can only think of the good stuff.
I can only think of the good stuff.
With the yeah, but.
With the yeah, but.
The yeah, but.
The yeah, but.
It was great.
It was great.
But then it ended.
But then it ended.
I really loved it.
I really loved it.
And then there was work.
And then there was work.
It was really fabulous.
It was really fabulous.
And then she betrayed me.
And then she betrayed me.
I was really in love.
I was really in love.
And then I got my heart broken.
And then I got my heart broken.
I was so smart.
I was so smart.
Till I was wrong.
Until I was wrong.
Then I was mortified.
Then I was mortified.
It's a great planet of contrast.
It's a great planet of contrast.
If we're really here for contrast,
if we're really here for contrast,
I am amazed at God.
I am amazed at God.
It is a planet of contrast.
It is a planet of contrast.
I am child and parent.
I am child and parent.
Student.
Student.
And teacher.
And teacher.
Lover.
Lover.
An enemy.
Enemy.
Loyal.
Loyal.
And betrayed.
And betrayed.
It is a planet of contrast.
It is a planet of contrast.
Sometimes I'm starving hungry.
Sometimes I'm starving hungry.
And other times I overeat.
Sometimes I'm really intelligent.
Sometimes I'm just so stupid it's shocking.
Sometimes I'm brave.
Sometimes I'm so scared.
Even when I know it's not real.
Sometimes I lie.
So good.
I believe in my integrity.
And it's not even there.
I'm everything.
I am everything.
I am everything.
If this planet
is really a creation
to explore
contrast,
I'm impressed with God.
Totally.
If it is about contrast,
I give an A+.
If it's about anything else,
then I'd have to say,
what the hell?
What the hell?
What is going on here?
Going on here?
There is no logic,
no reason,
no fairness.
No fairness.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Look at me.
I'm pretty good.
I'm a mess.
I'm kind.
I'm generous.
I'm Christian.
I show up well.
I'm responsible.
I'm scared to death.
I'm struggling.
I'm working hard.
I'm making mistakes.
Oh, I want to believe.
I want to believe.
Oh, God, please help me believe.
Tapping, please help me believe.
Prayer, please help me believe.
We're here on this planet
to experience,
to create,
to evolve
through contrast.
Even my little people,
they're so full of contrast.
Happy,
difficult,
appreciative,
bratty.
All of it.
All of it.
I have loved people.
Small people.
Parents.
Friends.
Mentors.
And they've been evolved.
Enlightened.
Inspiring.
And they've been egotistical.
And disappointing.
So disappointing.
The only thing that makes sense.
Is it's a planet of contrast.
And if that's true,
then I'm ready for the contrast.
I would love to imagine
that my body,
all of my body,
not half,
not part,
not neck down,
not one side,
but all of me
in physical form,
could resonate,
vibrate,
tingle,
resonate,
resonate,
truly resonate
with the true frequency
of creative
source energy.
I want to
know
right now.
In this room.
Is it possible to feel something
physically?
tangibly,
tangibly,
that I've never felt before. Just by saying ridiculous words, and tapping. That's so embarrassing. Who would I tell? I'd never tell anyone. But I want to feel it anyway. Because what I want to really leave in this room,
what I want to really leave forever,
is that I ever got it wrong. What if there's no wrong?
What if it's all contrast?
And it's not about forgiving myself,
although that helps.
It's not about forgetting.
It's not about moving beyond.
It's about embracing
the pain
and the contrast.
What if I'm only here
to choose my preference,
to honor my Creator,
through preference?
That can't be right.
There's no guilt there.
There's no punishment there.
There's no suffering there.
There's no reprimand there.
There's no criticism there.
There might not even be pain in that.
I don't know how to do that.
That would really mess me up.
I only know limitation.
I only know
sorrow,
regret,
frustration,
impatience.
You mean I could feel?
Curiosity?
Positive expectation?
Acceptance?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm pretty weird already.
Tapping with a bunch of strangers.
What if
I gave myself a week?
An entire week.
To just feel good.
For no reason at all.
Other.
Then it is
an experience of contrast
for the creative endeavor.
For choice.
I have a preference for love.
I have a preference for kindness.
I have a preference for compassion.
I have a preference for abundance.
I have a preference for well-being.
I have a preference for contribution.
I have a preference for genius.
I have a preference
to feel good.
To have others feel good.
Around me.
Because of me.
To feel good.
I have a preference to feel good.
What if that's all I'm here for?
Well, that would be kind of mind blowing.
But I might try it on for a week.
Just for a week.
What if I could let go
of all the judgment,
all the reprimand,
all the criticism,
all the need,
all the lack,
all the resentment,
just for 1 week?
Just for 1 week.
If I could mind my own business
and look at everyone else,
past, present, and future,
with no attachment.
We're all here to explore preference.
They have every right
to their preference.
I don't control that.
I am not God.
That is not my job.
What if I could be at peace
with all those people in my life
and be okay with their preference?
Or even if they don't know there's a preference?
What if I could just relax long enough
to let this energy
flood my body
until I learn how to manage it,
express it,
hold it,
share it,
live it,
witness it?
I might like to try that on for size.
Who would I be
if I held the resonance
of true love,
of true God consciousness,
of true Christ consciousness?
where I never saw anyone,
in lack,
in wrongness.
What if I only saw
individuals,
individual expressions
of life,
exploring contrast,
sometimes getting stuck
in the illusion,
sometimes forgetting.
There literally is a choice.
But never blaming.
Never feeling impatient.
Well, I can't do that.
I'd be a saint.
But I could do it for a week.
It is February.
There are hearts everywhere.
What if I lived from my heart?
My irrational.
Illogical,
accepting,
loving,
heart.
What if I could love everyone?
In their own mess,
in their own contrast.
What if I could love me?
Right where I am.
With all the junk.
All the stuff.
For just one week.
Just one week.
I want a week off
from resentment.
I want a week off
from judgment.
I want to feel expansive
and grateful
just for a week.
I got 2 weeks left in February.
Two and a half weeks.
I want to feel it for that.
That's all.
I've earned it.
I'm exhausted.
From all my judgment.
All my lack.
All my fear.
All my resistance.
February.
My Valentine's gift to me
is the rest of the month off.
I want to live in hard energy.
I want to feel that gooey feeling.
That gooey ooey feeling
that we have with puppies.
Kittens.
They're a big pain in the rear.
They're messy.
They're irritating.
They're adorable.
I want to feel like that
with everybody,
including me.
I want to go about my daily schedule,
my busyness,
my responsibilities,
and just not care.
I want to see my life
just for February
as the miracle it is.
I want to see
nobody's getting it wrong.
We're all doing the best we can
on a planet of contrast
at this stage
of the evolution
of human consciousness.
There's never been wrong.
There's only been possibility.
And all the fear that I have felt
has only ever been
an invitation to try courage.
And all the impatience I have ever felt
is not about lack.
It's about the invitation
to practice love
with no attachment.
And all the heartbreak I have experienced
is not punishment.
It's been
not to crush my heart,
but to break it wide open
so that I might love again
with more humor,
more passion,
more vulnerability,
because my heart has been broken
and I lived anyway.
The worst thing
has already happened to me.
More than once.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I lived with my heart wide open
for February?
What else could happen?
I've already been betrayed,
abandoned,
shut out,
rejected,
reprimanded,
criticized,
disappointed.
I have no excuse left.
So why wouldn't I embrace life?
Why wouldn't I resonate with my heart?
For February.
Right where I am.
Right
in the life I'm living.
With all the limitations I perceive.
Why wouldn't I have a good time?
Anyway.
Okay, big breath.